Do you remember Don Imus?
Do I remember?
No, I mean, not the same Don Imus. I'm talking about Don Imus back in the 70s. On
God, yes.
WNBC. WNBC, Don Imus used to open up all the time. He used to have his announcements. Ah, you're naked. Well, I am. Well, at least from the waist down, because you can't see me from the waist down. If that makes you excited, boys and girls, wait for the rest of it. Welcome to another edition of Political QRM.
Okay, folks, we are back again for another frolicking 45 minutes to an hour. Because we have to cut this down.
Yeah, Merry Madcap Mayhem and Zany Antics. That's
Zany
right.
Antics, yes.
I'll cue you at 45 minutes.
Oh, thank you. And then we'll spend another 15 to 20 saying goodbye.
Yeah, well, that's how Italian people.
Exactly, exactly. So how have you been, Lobe?
I've been all right. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
I had a couple of days when I wasn't too good. I think I mentioned to everybody, maybe I didn't. I had the shingles vaccine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And basically, it wiped you out for about...
When they say, oh, you may experience flu-like symptoms. Yeah, you know something? That's kind of like when the doctor says to you, you may experience some mild discomfort.
Yes. Talk about understatement, right?
You know, like, you know how the medical profession is.
Oh, yeah,
I remember watching those ads on TV a few years back about these things to help you lose weight, and you may experience gas with oily discharge. And, but it's okay, because there's times when I feel less than fresh. So, but the thing is that these people don't tell you you're going to be sick as a dog. And I was sick as a dog.
Well, if they told you, you wouldn't take the vaccine.
No, I have to.
I know, but still, you know, it's like.
As far as it is, you know, I had to get it. You know, they say anybody over 60, I'm like, well, you know, I got that beat. You know, so, you know, and my doctor was like, yes, you need it. Well, wait, you tell me not to get the flu shot. And he's like, yeah, well, you need this. Okay. All right, Rick, no problem. I got this. So I go over to Rite Aid. You know, because go figure this way, but the Part D Medicare, they don't even cover it at my doctor's office. I have to go to Rite Aid.
What?
Or Walgreens or CVS, whatever. You know, a pharmacy. I have to go to a pharmacy and have it administered, or the Part D supplement doesn't cover it. Because in the doctor's office, they have to bill it out as a procedure.
That's ridiculous.
Or drug administration procedure or something like that. And in Rite Aid, they just, you know, they bill you $20, what they call administration fee, which means that they charge you for the syringe, they charge you for the alcohol swab,
right,
to take it out of the package, to rub your arm with it, to stick the needle in, to pull the needle out, to rub your arm again, throw it away. They charge those. But Rite Aid, in whatever the plan I have through Cigna, is waived. So all I paid was $7.65.
Huh.
I'm like, can't beat that with a stick, right?
No, you can't.
Especially considering what the option is to get shingles.
Yeah, well, yeah. So you basically had, what, 2 to 3 days of discomfort?
It was terrible. The only good thing about it is while I was sitting there in the throes of what I considered to be worse than death, because, shit, death, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, that's no big deal, you know. But while I was there, I actually reconnected with my granddaughter after several years of having lost touch.
Really? And good.
Yeah, Erin, my little granddaughter, Erin, and not little anymore, she's in college down in Georgia somewhere, and, oh, God, gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. You know, she couldn't be any more gorgeous if she was my biological granddaughter. She
okay. All right.
And, well, maybe a little bit more gorgeous. But you know what? That would be tempered by the fact that her mustache would be better than mine.
Okay.
So anyway, so I, you know, so it was a good week or two or whatever. How you doing?
Okay. Okay. Not bad.
I know you had Sammy all poofed this week.
Yeah, we had him fluffed and buffed.
Fluffed and buffed, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah, he was feeling the effects of winter. So I bring him to a groomer. I have to. Cannot put him in the bathtub and do it there. He has too much fur. He's too...
That's what he invented, garden hoses.
No garden hose. Are you kidding? Come on. It's still too cold out.
Oh, my God. No, it you know...
But, you know, we bring him to the groomer. He knows her. She knows him. He says hello to the other dogs. Everybody's happy. And, you know, then he comes home.
I can't take Jackie to a groomer.
Why not?
Somebody will get hurt, and it's probably not going to be her.
Oh, okay. See? Yeah. See, nah, he's a mush pie. Sammy's a mush pie. But the groomer, Andrea, says that he has this, he's on this schedule. He knows how long it takes him to get brushed,
mm-hmm.
washed,
mm-hmm.
rinsed,
mm-hmm.
and blown dry.
Right.
And then... After that's done, he knows everything's over with and it's time for him to go home. And all he does is he starts whining and barking and talking the Malamute talk.
He doesn't even want a cookie or nothing. He just wants out.
He just wants out. So she said, and it's like, Anne-Marie, he's ready. So I got to run over there and get him because he's just, you know.
God, Cuda was terrible. He was not good with, I could take Jackie and I can just roll her over. Debbie can do it. I can do it. Doesn't matter. We can just clip her nails. Bing, 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 bing. 10 times. Done. Right? Oh, God, with the big stupid dog, it was like, oh, you just wave the nail clipper towards him. And it sounded like some B movie with Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney Jr. and stuff like that going on. Yeah, so Stupid was another drug deal. Anyway, Stupid was rough because he was terrible. He was terrible. You'd just wave the nail trimmer past him and he'd start whining.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. No, I left out part of the story.
Oh, okay.
She does not do his nails. Nobody can do his nails. We can't do his nails. Not only does he bark, but he gets downright vicious. So we have to bring him to the vet every 8 weeks, 10 weeks, and he gets knocked out. Seriously. He has to. There is no way. We've tried it. I've tried little games. I've tried being nice. I've tried him with
some money. Go out and buy a cheap Walmart treadmill. Right, and take the rubber belt off and go down to Rockwell Machinery and buy a sanding belt.
I knew you were going to say that. No, it's just he's 119 pounds, Lou.
Yeah, so what's the difference? You know, the reason that their nails grow is because we don't run them enough. You know, we live in the country. You know, we live in the country. We don't have, you know, sidewalks like we had in Jersey. We don't have,
but still, it's. He's just a big baby. I mean, when we had Akitas, we were able to clip their nails. But not this one. Oh, my God.
You know, because amazing. Because Akitas are known for being more vicious than, you know.
Yeah. Well, we knew how to raise our Akitas. We were alpha dog.
I'm not, seriously,
we were alpha dog.
Well, you're supposed to be, no matter what brand it is.
Yeah,
no matter,
exactly. But we got Sammy when he was 5 years old.
Okay.
The other one we had since birth, and the other one we got when she was 1.5 years old. So we were able to, you know, put our imprint on them.
Mm-hmm.
But Sammy, 5 years.
He also won't go down in the basement.
He won't go down the basement either, the poor little thing.
And says, I blame him there. This is New England. Basements are creepy.
Yeah. Well, he's so sweet, though. But he's our boy. He's a good boy. But... You know, Andrea said his groomer, he knows when it's time to leave. She said, and he wants out. So.
Well, I got annoyed because the vet would always trim their nails, whether we wanted her. You know, I could trim their nails before we got there, and they would always charge us an extra $5 a paw to go trim their nails. And I said, don't trim their nails.
Yeah.
Well, we have to administer this, and we have to administer that, and we have to make sure their nails are trimmed. I just trimmed them. When? 15 minutes ago. You know, and but you know what, vets? Well, these days, if you find one that's good, God bless you, keep them. Don't let go. I don't
care.
If
they did find one.
If they drop dead, pull them out of the grave twice a year. You know, I mean, you know, whatever it takes.
No, we did find one because we went to one in which we spent so much money there. I mean, we would walk in and it would cost us $300, I mean, automatically. You know, by time they got rid of stuff, you know, finished doing whatever they deemed necessary. But now mm-hmm. we found a new one because I finally had it, and I was talking to a friend of mine. She goes, oh, gosh. She says, no, I used to bring my dogs to that one. She says, no, I go to another one now, and we go, and it's just a more restful place, not only for us but for the animal. So
I have known some phenomenal veterinarians.
Yep.
I have known some phenomenal veterinarians and some very dear friends of mine who, by the way, will be listening to this, are not only veterinarians, but veterinary research people right. that mm-hmm. actually work towards the health of dogs, cats, etc. You know, and it's nice, but I've met some absolute. Did you see the one with the veterinarian? Where was it, Texas? That shot the cat in the neighbor's yard with a bow and arrow?
No, I didn't see that. Oh, I wish you hadn't told me that. Oh,
my God. This. And she's arguing with the state to get her. I don't remember. Was it Texas, Arkansas, license. Somewhere out? You know.
She wants her license back?
She wants her veterinary license, but she should, and she's got this selfie of her standing there holding the arrow with a cat dangling from it.
Oh my God!
What's bad about the girl who shot the giraffe and the girl who shot the guy who shot the lion? We're talking about a house cat.
Yeah, yeah. Some people shouldn't be vets, or some people.
You know, look, I'm telling you. Look, I'm. You know me. I'm a hunter. No two ways about it.
I know. No, I know lots of hunters, but they don't believe in killing just for the sake of killing.
No. Well, you know, that's not true, because when it comes to wasps, hornets, extreme prejudice. Sorry.
What? Comes to what?
Wasps and hornets.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, no, you have to kill those. No, you know what I mean. Come on. You know, I've gotten stung by a wasp. It's not pleasant.
Well, you heard about the story about Debbie and speaking of the big stupid dog back in the day, you know, when...
I remember you telling me, yeah.
Yeah, they got swarmed by those bald-faced hornets, and, oh, God, I was pulling them in, because stings don't confront me, so I just, you know, yeah. I pulled her in and ripped her clothes off. And
well, I guess for you, there was an added benefit, right?
Yeah, you know, shoved her in the shower, and then while she was running that way screaming, I grabbed him by the collar and pulled him in. He must have had 3 dozen of them on him.
Oh, poor little thing.
And I knocked them off of him, and I was stomping on them, and, you know, and he was all, you know.
They were bouncing off the glass.
And then when I pulled the door shut, they were bouncing off the glass.
Oh, my God.
They were, because there was a
vicious little things.
They were vicious, and there was a nest under the, there was the one little, what do the people up here call it? All I know is it's a stoop.
Okay.
All right. And it was a pressure treated thing, but it was a stoop. In the house, this door, I don't have any way to tell our audience what it is. The only way I can describe it is a coffin door. And if you're of a certain persuasion of a certain generation, you'll understand what a coffin door is. But if you're not, you're not. And it's a door built into the side of the house where it doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah, I know. They use it to carry coffins.
They use it to carry coffins in and out. Yeah, that's right. That's what they're for. And but somebody put a stoop by it. And underneath that, because it never got used for anything, it was on the. It was another way up into the attic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we never went in and out that door. You know, we had no reason to. You know, because we could get there from the living room. So what the hell did we care about going outside and going up this? No. So anyway, they had this nest under there. It was like twice the size of a football. And I'm not talking about a deflated one like the Patriots use. I'm talking about a regular...
Hey.
A regular football. Twice the size of a football. There must have been 33,000 of them in there. And finally, it got to the point where what I did was I waited for it to get really, really dark.
Mm-hmm.
And we went basement, and there was one window in the just halfway below grade part of the basement where I could actually access it. And I had Debbie in another window in the next room over because it was southern exposure, and I had her aim a spotlight, my bat-powered monster spotlight. And as soon as they all started going towards the spotlight, I hosed that sucker with – I must have put three different cans of different bought every brand of aerosolized stuff I could get my hands on, you know, and I just toasted it, you know. But again, you know, other than that, I mean, I can't understand why anyone and especially somebody who considers himself a veterinarian, you know, would even admit to having done that, let alone taking a selfie.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's a sick person. Let's face it. Yeah, she's a sick person. She's sick.
Do you have any idea how blessed we are?
Why? That we're normal?
No, not we're normal, but with all the, you know, in our generation, all the crazy shit we did, there's no record of it.
That's true. That's true. That is true. But I have it all here in my memory.
Oh yeah, but they, you know, you can disavow.
You see the crap. You know, yeah.
Kids nowadays.
Yeah, like I could tell you some of the stories.
Instagram and Twitter and my face and all the friend face and all this other stuff. They can't get away from their past. 15 years from now, speaking of 15 years from now, they're not going to be able to pay for their past.
That's true.
They think they're getting it for nothing, but you know what they say? Ain't nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, listen, I just brought up Drudge, and headline in red says Trump cancels rally in Chicago due to security concerns. Protesters swarm streets.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I know. Chicago?
Yeah. I'm shocked. You know,
I can bet you two people are... You got probably Black Lives Matter along with the Democrats and probably Rahm Emanuel and his little henchmen. You know,
and the new Black Panther Party.
Yeah. You know, so they had to call it off, which, I'll be honest, I don't think it makes him look bad. I think it makes the city of Chicago look bad.
Well, not that the city of Chicago needs any help on that ladder.
No, it doesn't. Not when, 10 people a week get killed, shot and killed, or shot and maybe five of them get killed?
They were already on their way. What was it I saw? Something like 215 people already in 2016 are dead.
Oh, wasn't that nice.
You know, I don't make me swear to that because I may be confusing news stories. But 200 and something people already in 2016. It's March. All right,
I wouldn't be surprised, Lou.
It's been an unusual March because, as you know, we spoke the other day, and yes, I was outside in my athletic shirt.
Okay. Well, there's the other name for it too.
Wife beater.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah, that one bothers me. We always refer to it as a guinea tea. The other one didn't even come up.
You know that only who brought that into favor? Cops, not the people. The show.
Really?
Yeah, because people used to talk about cops, and they always said, "Oh yeah, there he is in his wife beater." You know, some guy with a mullet and the guinea tea. And the Daisy Duke cutoff shorts and the no socks with the unlaced work boots.
Jeez, yeah.
With the tattoos on his neck, and it takes them 3 tasers, 4 batches of mace, you know, 12 billy clubs and 19 guys to get this guy into the back of a patrol car.
Yeah, because he's so damn high.
You know, and and this is something I've had issue with before, by the way, on the can of mace, because people aren't really aware of it, and they should, because if you buy one and you put it in your pocket, your purse, whatever, you really should read the instructions. And it says, you know, caution when in use with anyone deranged, drunk, or under the influence of drugs, because it doesn't always work.
Right. No, that has been proven more than once, unfortunately.
The only thing that works, and it works well every time, lead.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. Well, you have to, because, you know, that guy's charging you with a knife or whatever, or, you know.
You guys over there had another thing today. I saw something about New Hampshire, you know.
It was a big drug bust.
Big drug bust.
Yes, and not only they found out that the drugs were coming up to New Hampshire from the Bronx.
No.
Yes. And which
not
will
the this, Bronx.
Wait a minute. Let's hang on. Hang on. And what they were doing is they were getting guns and then bringing them down to New York City and committing crimes. Now, let's take that. Let's just push it over one state to Maine. So, looks like Governor LePage wasn't exactly off base now, was he?
Oh, I sent him an email supporting him in the idea of putting the guillotine in the public square.
Well, no, the thing is that, you know, he made that comment. Yeah, well, no. I mean, the man's right, though.
Oh, I didn't say he was wrong. I just said, well, he made that comment. I know. No, look.
Well,
no,
you know, but the thing is,
like, D-Money, the real,
yeah,
you know, Fluffy, Sweetie, whatever, you know,
Home. The thing is, Lou, is that you have to look at where these drugs are coming from. Where are they coming from?
Mexico.
Exactly. Exactly. So everybody is making all this. See, and this is what bothers me. Up here, we have the politicians, and they're trying to pass bills in the New Hampshire House and Senate about the opioid crisis. Every night, we have some sort of news item about the opioid crisis and the Narcan that is probably going to go in all schools now. What really bothers me is that everybody is looking at dealing with the problem.
Manchester actually has it now in their school system.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, Manchester. Manchester is like, oh, let's see. Compare it to, I don't know. What's a really lousy city in Maine? Give me. What's the
one? We have five cities and they're all lousy.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
Lewiston, Auburn.
There you go, Lewiston. Let's go with Lewiston. Yeah, it's on par with Lewiston. But anyway, the thing is that they're so concerned with, oh, all these people are taking heroin and everything else, and they're dying or they're tripping, you know, they're overdosing and everything like that. But nobody mentions where these drugs are coming from originally.
They do. No, Paul LePage does.
No, Paul LePage does. But up here, over here, oh, no. This is a problem that we're dealing with. Nobody want no. They don't. Not that they don't. They don't want to make the connection, because they make that connection, and all of a sudden, Donald Trump's words are going to come back to haunt them. Okay,
well,
and they don't want
had,
that.
We already had one. We already had one person questioning the way the Attorney General of the State of Maine lined up the. Or not the Attorney General, the Republican National Committee in Maine set up the caucuses last week. But
that was stupid.
That's for another hour. Anyway,
I heard one guy who called Howie Carr said he drove 26 miles to go to a caucus. That's ridiculous. I can go here 2 miles away and I can vote in my town.
In my county, all right, we had three caucusing sites within 15 miles, and the rest of the county was left undone.
That's ridiculous.
And, well, you know what? But my county's a little bit more populous. We have roads. You know, not that you can, quote, unquote, get there from here, but you can get there from here a little bit, you know, as opposed to you go up the county and, you know, stuff like that. It's a little bit more difficult. My problem is that, you know, when you start looking at these questions and start looking for the answers, yes. Just like Governor Christie, Governor LePage is a bit brash. He may not be as polished. You know, like Hillary made that comment about not being a natural politician. You know, I mean, he may not be as polished as a natural politician, but yet he calls it the way he sees it. Okay, sometimes he trips over his gumas again.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he says that there are issues, the opioid issue you were talking about a moment ago, you know, I got to tell everybody in case they don't know, and I'm okay with it. I had an opioid issue. Not that I considered myself an addict, because I had it explained to me. There's a difference between addict, dependent, you know, and user. You know, I mean, I was for lack of any other way to treat my condition, I was treated with quite a bit of opioid. But when the time came that they said, you know what, Lou, you really should get off, I was like, okay. And I did.
So what's, so you didn't have a problem? Because if you had a problem.
I've got a monstrous pain issue. And granted, I have it under control with different, you know, forms of medication now. But they're talking about the fact that there are people who sprained their ankle 12 years ago and still show up once a month for, you know, four dozen, you know, OxyContin.
Yeah. Okay. That's a problem.
And there are still doctors out there that'll give it to them.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Oh, I hurt my back at work. When? 1979. You know, oh, well, here's your four dozen OxyContin. And whether they're using them themselves recreationally or whether they're selling them on the street to get, you know, money to do whatever it is they do, you know, fine. But the point is that these are the issues. It's not me. It's not a person like myself who has a chronic pain syndrome. It's not people like Granny who broke her hip 2 years ago and needs to be treated because she's 80 years old and there's nothing else you're going to do for her. Just treat the pain.
Right.
You know, it's these people who, oh, you know, I had a car accident, you know, 4 years ago and I'm still in terrible pain. If you had a car accident 4 years ago and you're still in terrible pain, you have other medical approaches you have not yet addressed.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
And what happens is they say, well, you know, when we cut these people off from their prescription opiate, then they go down and they buy heroin on the street. And, of course, the left's hue and cry is the left's hue and cry is, well, we need treatment, we need treatment, we need treatment. And, you know, in documentary after documentary after documentary, you see these people leave treatment. It has nothing to do with whether the treatment was effective or ineffective. It has nothing to do with whether or not they have stress in their life. It has not, they walk out of the door of the treatment center and they go to the nearest, you know, dealer and they score and they dump. You know, that's that. You know, that's what they do because they're recidivists. That's how it is. They just love being on dope. Well, here's my take on it. Let's go down to the border and say, Sheriff Joe, fix this for us. Because if they come out of the rehab and the dealer's not there anymore because...
That's right, the border's closed.
Because he's got nothing to sell?
That's right.
Then I guess they're not going to be recidivists.
That's right. I, you know, and this is the one point. All I hear is, oh, how the, you know, all this heroin crisis and everything else like that. But they're not going back to where they're getting the drugs. The entry is through the southern border. So, you know, and you know, they're going, and you can't say it's from the Canadian border because it would just go from Canada into New Hampshire. It wouldn't go all the way to Bronx and then come back up again.
Come into Maine, you know, New Hampshire, Vermont. Yeah. The idea is it won't go to Nebraska. You're right. But
no, but what I'm saying is it's coming up to New York because New York is a major metropolitan area. And
it
from
comes
there.
Through the port. Huh? It comes right through the port.
That's true. Yeah. Hey, listen, I need to ask you.
Ask me.
When you were growing up, and you were a cop in New Jersey. Do you know what the shoes hanging from a telephone wire mean? Tell me you do, Lou.
Well, there were three different answers to that question.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. First of all, that was where the connection was.
Thank you.
Second of all, that's where the kids who got out of school in June threw their gym shoes because they didn't need them no more.
Well, that's yeah, okay. That's one.
And third of all, I can't talk about because I don't know who's listening.
Okay, that's fine. We won't talk. But the first one is the most common.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there is, but you know, the cops in my town, they don't know that. They have no clue what that is. And there is one, I'll tell you, on my road, and I got to start talking to people, and it's right next to a driveway. They say, off limits except invited guests and owners.
Yeah. Typical signs, you know, like mine, if you can read this, you're in range.
Well,
you
no, know. But the thing is that, but there's telephone lines and there are boots hanging from it. And then there's another one downtown, and as you go off, there's another area right next to this seedy-looking house. So, you know, I'm going to have a talk, I think, because these people, they don't know. They have no clue. Because I once asked the cop, he said, what are you talking about?
Who are you kidding? I'm sorry, maybe I'm a little bit jaded coming from where we come from.
Yes.
But it's not that they don't know, it's that, you know, who's got a e-boosty, you know?
No. Seriously, the cops up here in New Hampshire,
they don't know.
I mean, you know, they're stupid. They don't know how to approach things. They don't.
They're still living in Andy and Mayberry, right?
Yeah, they are. They are living in Andy and Mayberry. When I had problems with that Russian guy in back, they didn't know how to deal with it. They had no clue how to deal with it. And I finally dealt with it with my connections at the FBI.
I saw a thing with in Germany now. They're publishing sex education pamphlets because they don't know what to do. And because these people may not have been in Germany long enough to understand the way it works. And so there's things like you have to make sure that before you have sex with anyone, regardless of age and regardless of gender, you need to get their, secure their permission. And there's all kinds of the graphics in there. And, you know, and of course they're color coded, you know, the one particular, anthropomorphic figure is darker than the other. And
are you talking about the quote unquote refugees?
Yeah, all the widows and orphans.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'm waiting for that to come here because the taxpayers in the German Democratic Republic paid all this money to have these pamphlets printed up to hand out in several different Arabic, dialects.
Yeah, dialects.
You know, whether it's Urdu, Ursi,
Farsi,
you know, all this other stuff, you know, and explaining that you don't just go running around in the street acting like a randy old he-goat, you know.
And grab a woman if you see her.
You have to, there's things you have to do, you know, like things like secure permission, you know. That said, I'm waiting for it to start hitting here. I mean, we've already got honor killings.
Oh, yeah. That's because Islam has been allowed to fester, and it's the only word I can think of, fester here.
That's because you're being polite.
Yeah, true. At this point in time, yeah, I'm being polite.
Fester is a polite way to put it.
Okay, so how would you put it? And don't hold back.
No, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. Because even for me, as willing as I am to break out the big guns, you know, that's even far too demented and far too depraved, you know, a scenario for me.
All right, but you have honor killings here, and yet, you know, the Justice Department is turning a blind eye. Yet, they want to put climate deniers in jail now. They're talking about that.
I'm not even talking about the DOJ. I'm not even talking about, you know, justice. I'm talking about the fact that where the hell are our social justice warriors?
The feminists?
The feminists?
No, they're going to...
I just put a thing up on our site. I put a small essay today because I was furious. And, you know, I really try and write things really as nicely as I can, as eloquently, and you know, and stuff. But I just was so furious today, I couldn't handle it. You know, so I threw something up there real quick today. You know, why is it that our feminists are not protesting this? Why is it that our Christians are not protesting this? Why is it that, you know, we've got these, you know, we will sit there, our children today that are going to vote for Bernie Sanders are sitting there and screaming and carrying on about safe spaces because words hurt. How much more do words hurt than an honor killing? How much more do words hurt than female genital mutilation? How much more do words hurt than a homosexual being thrown off of a four-story tower? How much more do words hurt than that?
Did you see? Yeah, I know. No, I know. But did you see what happened at, what was it? Was it Pittsburgh? I think it was. Yeah. What's his name? The guy from Breitbart. He's got a Greek name. Milos?
Milos, yes. Milos Yiannopoulos.
Yiannopoulos, yeah, okay. I know. Yeah. But anyway, he went there and he had to, after he spoke, he had a bunch of kids that needed therapy because of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? Oh, they needed their safe space and they had to go into therapy because...
And the school provides it.
Yeah. And they didn't know how to handle it. Now, one thing about Milos is that he is a person who believes in personal responsibility, calling it like it is, and these kids couldn't take it. However, there is another little, you know, let's throw this in there into the mix. From what I understand, Milos happens to be a homosexual.
Oh, yeah, he's gay. Yeah, he's
okay. So I don't know if they needed the therapy because of what he said.
He's like this conjecture. He's out. You know, I mean,
but,
you know.
But the thing is that, you know, did it bother him? What he said, or was it the fact that he was a gay guy who was saying these things?
Oh, I think both.
Both, probably, yeah. But my God, what is wrong with these kids?
Well, we have Pamela Geller. You know, I'm not saying she's gay. You know, but the thing is, I don't know. I don't know. And I don't care.
No,
you know,
I don't care either. But no, you know.
You know, Jihad Watch, and
we have Robert Spencer.
Yep, yeah. And we have you know, all of these other people, whether Sargon of Akkad and you know, Paul Joseph Watson. Watkins, I'm sorry, Paul Joseph Watkins, he's an amazing commentator. He was with Alex Jones for a while, but now he's just straight up with InfoWars.
Okay.
He's awesome. Because, I'm sorry, I don't know if any of Alex Jones's people are listening, but you know something, you know, Alex Jones is kind of like halfway between Michael Savage and Art Bell. That's just over the line for me, you know. But
yeah, Alex. I'm not really a fan of Alex Jones. He kind of goes a little bit too, on the side of conspiracy theories too much.
Yeah, he's definitely. I mean, you know, you can tell that under his toupee, he's got tinfoil. You know, and
yeah, I have to think. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
No.
You know, this is America. You know, but you know, Paul Joseph Watkins and Sargon of Akkad and, you know, the people over at PJ Media,
mm-hmm.
and the people over at Prager University, who, I'm sorry, I think the people at Prager University are absolutely astounding. And if anybody needs anywhere, P-R-A-E-G-E-R-U on YouTube, and you will learn. I don't care who you are, whether you're me, whether you're Amory, whether you're Barry, whether you're, you know, I don't care who you are, you're going to learn. Go look. And, you know, Dennis Prager, you know, of course, of a Zionist that he is, you know, which makes him okay in my book, you know, these things are out there. And the people from Rebel Media up in Canada, Lauren Southern, is an awesome. She actually gets, you know, she actually goes to the slut walks. She actually goes to the feminist rallies. And you know, like there was a thing she put up only a few hours ago, you know, 48 hours ago, where she was at one of these, protests, you know, everything. And she said, I'm sorry, people, there are only two sexes, male and female. And somebody threw like soft drinks at her and stuff. I mean, you know, but she took it because, you know, it's Canada. You can't, you know, somebody throws something at you, you have to take it.
Oh my gosh.
And But I mean, that goes to the root of what I put up on PQRM today. I mean, you know, right. the fact that, you know, the sex, gender, and the inalienable rights.
Mm-hmm.
We have inalienable rights. And, you know, let me clarify that now, because anybody that doesn't feel like going over and bothering reading, look, you have the inalienable rights endowed by your creator to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You don't have the right to, you know, happiness. You have the right to the pursuit of
right,
happiness.
Exactly.
You don't have the right to not be offended. You don't have the right to not be miffed. You have the right to say so, just like anybody else.
Right.
But I mean, you know, Amber, we come from an area where, you know, these kids all go on and on and on. We're wearing a, what color ribbon is it for bullying?
I don't know.
You know, and it's like, oh my God, bullying, bullying, bullying. Name anybody you know that wasn't bullied.
I know, I know, I know. No, they carry it.
Look, you take some, let's go so far as to carry it off. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs and the fellow who took his place that was at that big meeting the other day, 54 jets on that Alabama island. You know, all these people. Elon Musk.
Oh, jeez. Oh, yeah, 54. Yeah, all these jets went there, and they tried to figure out how to prevent Trump from being the president.
I'll get there in a second, but the thing is, these people were all bullied. Hell, I was bullied, and I'm sure to some extent at one point or another in gym class.
I was.
Bullied.
I was.
Bullied. Are we dead?
No.
Are they dead? Look, this guy's sending rockets up in the air and bringing them back, landing on, you know, all right, the one crashed the other day. But,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, you know, the one created the single largest operating system on the planet, bar none. And, you know, mm-hmm. All these people, they were all bullied at one point or
sure.
another. You know, when you give everybody trophies, you also give them nooses.
Nooses?
Because if they don't get their little trophy, they're going to go into the garage and they're going to hang themselves.
Oh, yeah.
They were bullied. You know what? You need your safe space so you don't kill yourself. You know something?
Safe space.
You know something? Here's your safe space right here.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you can't handle it? You're afraid that you're going to commit self-harm? Darwin had a very valid point there, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Most definitely. No, I agree with you. I've had it. I mean, you know, folks, just...
Get over it!
Grow up!
Grow up! Grow up! Put on your big boy pants, your big girl pantyhose, your, you know, whatever it takes to get you through the day or the night or the weekend. And go, you know what? So you're not, you know, I'm going to date myself here. So you're not Cybill Shepherd. But you know who you are?
Yeah.
Well, then you don't need any help.
That's right.
So you're not, you know, Clint Eastwood. So you're not John Wayne. So you're not, you know who you are? Yeah. Good. Then you're all set. You got nothing to worry about. You know, okay. So you're not John Wayne. You're not Ronald Reagan. You're not, you know, Clint Eastwood. You're not Christy Brinkley. Mm-hmm. You're not, you know, Cybill Shepherd.
All right.
But you're comfortable in who you are?
But they're not, obviously.
Well, obviously not.
And they want everybody else to be uncomfortable. So, I mean, you know. Listen, I'd like to change the subject just a bit here. We have lost a fantastic woman and a former first lady.
Oh, my God.
Nancy Reagan. She was put to rest today, right next to Ronnie. I did watch the funeral service on television. It was quite moving, and listened to Patty's and Ron Jr.'s remarks.
Yes.
And
Michael's remarks even were...
Michael wasn't there.
No, but his remarks online...
Oh, yeah. Actually, do you know he was in Asia on a business trip, and mm-hmm. he actually is going to be giving remarks on the USS Ronald Reagan in Tokyo in, I think, 2 weeks. They're going to have a service there for her.
On the Reagan, yes. Indeed.
Yeah. So,
I look at it like this: any single paring off of one of her fingernails if you threw it on the ground and buried it with a little dirt and watered it, would spring up more Kliss, more Sabbath Fair, more Ladyship than you could mine out of Michelle Obama and her entire iteration on this planet.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, look, come on, wait a minute. Let's not forget Hillary Clinton.
I don't know. I wasn't even going there. I'm talking about a current sitting
president. Oh, a current? Okay, yeah, Michelle Obama. Oh, please. You know, anybody who gets off of Air Force One in cut-off shorts, please.
With flip-flops.
And flip-flops. God in heaven.
I saw a picture, and it was posted in Nancy's honor, and it was Betty Ford and Nancy Reagan and Lady Bird Johnson. And, you know, I mean, there was like seven different first ladies that were, you know, in this. I don't remember what the occasion was, but there were seven of them. And there wasn't one pair of pants. There wasn't one pair of jeans. There sure as hell wasn't one pair of cutoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
And not one pair of flip-flops among the seven women walking across the South Lawn.
Right.
Not one, you know, Michelle Obama's best day in a dream couldn't come up with enough personality, class, portitude, any way you want to put it, to equal the paring off one of these women's pinky nails.
Right.
And we're talking about some of these women had some problems. You know,
exactly.
Betty Ford.
Yeah, she had an alcohol problem.
People had problems, but yet they carried themselves with, you know, panache. They just, even on their worst day, oozed more class than Michelle, both kids, and for that matter, the president.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, did you hear part of Patty's thing? Part there. Sounds like a tongue twister.
Better. Swing better.
Patty's remarks included, I don't know if you heard them, where she was telling how she would stick up for Ronnie no matter what. I mean, he was, you know, number one in her mind, and anybody who crossed him or made him feel bad, well, you know, Nancy Reagan, you know, came out with you, to you with, you know, hammer and tongs, you know. And she was saying how she stuck up for Ronnie if somebody hurt him or somebody insulted him.
Yes, and yet.
And they focused, wait a minute, they focused on Hillary Clinton. And you could, I swear to God, I could see the wheels turning. And in her mind, she's thinking, you know, I did the same thing with Bill. No, you didn't, honey. You know, if Hillary Clinton thinks she did the same thing with Bill or for Bill, no. You didn't do it because you loved him. You did it because it was politically expedient.
Yes, indeed. And you know something? When Loretta Lynn sang that song, she wasn't singing it about Hillary.
Hell no.
No, she was singing it about Nancy.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, look, you know, it's besides, if anybody messed with Ronnie,
they had a deal with Nancy.
They had a deal with Nancy. And what Nancy did was she'd get a hold of some of her friends and just fucked them a loike, you know.
Yes.
You know, yeah. She'd call her astrologer and woof.
Well, you know.
With the sign of the cross under the table. That was that.
She did the right thing. She knew how to. And a lot of people said that she was misjudged, you know, many times by the press. And I can see it because many people said she was actually very generous. She had a great sense of humor.
In her own time, she was chastised. No, chastised is the wrong word. Mocked.
Uh-huh.
Mocked for the Just Say No campaign. In her own time, in the weeks that the Just Say No campaign was taking place, she was mocked.
That's right.
Widely, roundly mocked. Yet, it took, what, 3 years for anybody to come to grips with the fact that Michelle Obama's lunch program was, you know, less than ideal?
That's true.
Less than ideal, hell.
Less than ideal? Heck, She was starving the children. Are you kidding?
And on top of that, they were costing the school districts hysterical amounts of money because they were throwing away, out of every 100 pounds of food purchased, they were throwing away 99 pounds eight.
Yep. They were throwing them away. So they're
paying all this food that they have to buy because of the First Lady's program, and then they're throwing away 99.8% of it, and you know, nobody's eating it. So the kids are going away hungry. It's not that they're going away malnourished. They're going away malnourished because they're hungry, not because they didn't get the right food, but they wouldn't eat the food they were given. And yet here it took years for them. The mainstream media still doesn't fully cognizance it. Yeah, they do to some extent, but not as much. Nancy Reagan was roundly mocked.
That's right.
During the Just Say No campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If they hadn't mocked her so much and the media had gotten behind her in that day and age, maybe, just maybe, it would have worked.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. And nothing's going to work. You know, nothing's going to, you know, come on, nothing. You know, it's not. You know, the be all end all, oh my God, drug problem just went away. But it might have helped.
It might have helped, yeah. Yeah. See, but you know, the press got behind Michelle Obama's, you know, lunchtime initiative. And matter of fact, up here in Londonderry, New Hampshire, in one of the middle schools, they took away the corn dogs for lunch. And they put in, they substituted pierogies. Okay. Now, I like pierogies. Huh?
What's a pierogi?
You don't know what a pierogi is?
Oh, I know what a pierogi is.
Okay. But the kids took one look at it and tasted it and thought it was disgusting.
And they said, what's a pierogi?
Right. Yeah. So it's like, so actually the kids got a petition together to put the corn dogs back on the school menu. Why not?
Why not? And here's the thing, you know, because come on, face it, no matter how good or bad or not they are for you, hot dogs taste good. You know, that's all there is to it. Hot dogs taste good. Why do they taste good? Because if they didn't, you wouldn't eat them.
That's right.
You know, and no, I'm being a little bit off the wall there because of the fact that there was a friend of mine, a Harley Davidson enthusiast named Fuzzy Ott. And his actual name, given name, was William, and he was an actor.
Okay.
And years ago, and this may or may not something you realize or recognize, but they, Mrs. T's pierogies.
I know. I eat Mrs. T's pierogies.
Yes, did a commercial at the Great Notch Inn in, I guess that's Totowa right there.
Hmm.
On S3. And it was in a quote-unquote biker bar, which, face it, the Great Notch Inn is, or was. I don't know if it still is. And the guy walks in, and there are these bikers fighting, as, you know, bikers were portrayed as being wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, instead of fighting, why don't we just all enjoy a dish of Mrs. T's pierogies? And Fuzzy, big, ugly biker, bearded dude, sticks his head in the frame, like almost, what do they call it nowadays, photo bombing?
Yeah.
And says, what's a pierogi? So they serve these up, and now all of a sudden there's these five or six bikers sitting there, and they're enjoying their Mrs. T's pierogies, you know, instead of hammering on each other. You know, so anyway, the shout out to Fuzzy, because I know the last time I was in New Jersey, I did see him. And for the first time in years and years and years, he's a great guy. He is Fuzzy, indeed. That's a great way to put it.
Well, that's
oh, my God. He's ugly as homemade sin. And,
Fuzzy. He did.
He was just that's just his SAG name is Fuzzy Ott. And you know, anyway, so that goes to the pierogi thing, because you know what? We grew up in the, you know, Metro Gotham area, so we know all about Garfield and, you know, you know, places to get pierogies at the right time of year. You know, I mean, you know, you go and you get them, and all the old Polish women sit there and they make them by hand and, you know, with the onions and,
I know. You know, the only thing I
did, oh my God, now I want a tail of ham and cheese on a hard bowl.
Oh. Jeez, don't get me started. Oh, man. But anyway, so Ben Carson has just endorsed Donald Trump, and unfortunately, Ben Carson is taking a lot of heat from a lot of organizations.
I don't care. And I don't think he does either.
No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. Because he made a point. He said, I'm supporting Donald Trump because America needs to be saved. You know? Mm-hmm. So, let's see. When is the Florida?
Saturday?
Is it the Florida primaries on Saturday? I thought it was Tuesday.
Tuesday. I'm trying to remember what is Saturday, but something is Saturday.
Something is Saturday. There's a primary on Saturday, and I can't remember. My brain is a little, I'm going off a little deep end here with a lot of things. I don't know. Then we had good old Mitt Romney.
Good old?
Well, all right. Mittens. Good old. Yeah.
Good old Mitt Romney, Democrat, Massachusetts.
Yep. That's basically what it is. You know what I figured out? And I have to say this. There's basically the Democratic Party, and then there's the Republican wing of the Democratic Party. That's what we have now.
You know what? That's great.
What? You like that?
I like that.
Yeah. I'm copywriting that.
And, you know, I had a thing going on back and forth the other day with Eric Pauling.
Yes.
And he had a thing going on where he said, you know, they hated it when I called them rhinos, so I stopped. And I'm like, thinking to myself, why? It works. And then he said, and then I called them the establishment, and they didn't like it, so I stopped. And how long until DC Insider annoys them and I have to stop?
Yeah. Talk about thin skin, right?
I do not for nothing, but Eric Bowling is nobody's Republican.
No.
You know, the man is a true blue, honest to goodness. If you had a point, you know, look in the dictionary under libertarian.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know, him and Stossel and Lionel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's a libertarian. There's no second guessing that. You know, I mean, but. The Republican wing of the Democrat Party, I like that.
Thank you. Copyright.
Hashtag it. You know, I mean, what the heck? Hashtag, you know, we used to call it a pound sign, but now I understand.
Yeah, I know. It's called hashtag. Why? It's pound sign, for God's sake.
Yeah, because you know something, and I know we've discussed this before, not recently. I know we've discussed it before way back in 08 and stuff like that. I believe in the Democratic Republican Party, you know, the party of Jefferson and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the people who believe the Constitution is the be-all, end-all, you know, the people who believe that the founders at least had a really good idea what they were talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's not Democrat. It's not Republican. You know, it's Democratic Republican. And you know, this is opposed to Tory and Whig and Bull Moose and all these other various and sundry, you know, what did Perot call himself?
Oh, gosh. You know,
but the idea being that there's room for both words without actually being one being a wing of the other or vice versa. You know, the Republican wing of the Democrat Party. You're talking Susan Collins and Kelly Ayotte and John McCain.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
Mitt Romney.
You know, these are the Republican wing of the Democrat Party. These are not Republicans. And they wonder why. They wonder why the things that are taking place today are taking place. We go way back to one of my very earliest submissions to PQRM. You know, the do not resuscitate order.
That's right, Jim, yes.
You know, this is something they brought on themselves.
You know,
morality promises. And I put a thing on today and I got thumbs ups all over the place today when I was talking about Paul Ryan.
Oh, jeez, Paul Ryan. It's another one.
He says he's not going to take if they drag him in by a brokered convention. He will not take the nomination. You know, is what he said. Whether he will or not remains to be seen, because as we know, the establishment's promises are hollow.
Yeah.
What I said, that my biggest point to make in the entire thread was, and this had to do with some of the people from Outnumbered and some of the people from The Five and some of the people from, you know, a couple of other shows. There's a word for people who can't grow a proper beard. Women.
I was just going to say. Yeah. Well,
yeah. So take that for what it's worth. You know, whether it's, you know, I'm not casting aspersion at his shoe size or the size of his hands.
There you go. Who, Paul Ryan?
Yeah. But look at the three times already he's tried to grow a beard. So you could, I don't know, I never measured his hands or his shoes or his beard.
Oh, for God's sake. But do you know, I read an article today that a bunch of Republicans are trying to draft Condoleezza Rice to do an independent run. Are you kidding me?
No, not for nothing. I love Condoleezza Rice. I do. Should she be president of the United States? No.
No.
Alan West?
Oh, yes. I would love for Trump to pick him as vice president.
Vice president? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Secretary of Defense?
Hello. Oh, Secretary of Defense, definitely. You know, but you know, if possible.
You know, but Condi, no. Put her back in as Secretary of State.
Actually, Condi wants to be
NFL
commissioner. She wants to be commissioner of the NFL. And I say, go for it, because Roger Goodell is bringing up this damn thing about Deflategate again. He is hell-bent on trying to get Brady suspended for 4 games. It's like, yeah, but, give it up!
But ESPN threw Mike Dick under the bus.
About what? What are you talking about?
ESPN threw Mike Ditka under the bus because he said Obama was a lousy president.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
No, I don't know who owns ESPN. I really don't.
ABC, ABC Disney.
ABC Disney? Is it? Because yep. If I had a guess, I was going to say Ted Turner.
No, ABC Disney. Ah, Ted Turner. He's got his own problems with CNN, for God's sake.
Well, he shouldn't be having too many problems with CNN because they should be on the upswing. Because, I mean...
Well, actually, I've been watching more CNN lately. I don't know why.
With the exception of professional political pundits and analysts, who the hell watches MSNBC? 14, 15 people?
Oh, my God. You know what? The liberals who want safe space, that's who watches MSNBC.
No, they don't watch it. They watch Jon Stewart, and they watch Colbert, and they don't watch real life. A network with news in the title, they don't got time for that.
Nah, no, not at all, not at all, not at all. But things are starting to heat up even more. Let's see what happens with Florida. So far, I believe Donald Trump is still ahead of Rubio.
He's still ahead, but he's still fine.
We have Ohio coming up.
Listen. We have Florida coming up. We have Ohio coming up. We have all these things coming up. We're over an hour.
Oh.
What I want to do is I want to make everybody wait until the next installment, because we're going to probably pick up and run with it, even if it's only a half an hour, because we just can't shut the hell up.
That's true. That's true. We have this problem. We're both New Jersey Italians.
And I'm worried about losing listenership because
we can't do that. Yeah.
Because of the fact that who we are and the way we are, and, you know, I don't want to get, you know, we started out this hour. Granted, we did lose a little time talking about our stupid dogs, you know.
Yeah, it's going to stop. Oh, but they're so cute.
Our listeners want to hear about our dogs. They have dogs. You know, don't we have to go through the crowd and kiss the babies and shake the hands and That's pet right. the dogs? And,
yeah,
you know.
Sure.
So anyway, let's sum it up with the fact. Give me who's coming up when, because I know that Maine is behind us and New Hampshire is behind us.
Yeah, and then we have New York and then New Jersey. When that coming up? Is that May or June? I think New Jersey's
in
June.
I have a list here.
What do you got?
Okay, Saturday. This Saturday is Guam, Northern Marianas. District of Columbia.
Oh, District of Columbia. We know where that's going.
Okay, and on Tuesday, it's Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, North Mariana Islands. This is the caucus for Republicans. And Ohio.
Ohio's on Tuesday?
So that's
another Super Tuesday, basically.
I want to watch. Yeah, it is. It's actually, it's not a Super Tuesday, but it's a pretty darn good Tuesday.
Yeah.
I want to see how, I want to see how Florida and Ohio play out. I do.
Yeah. Kasich is, they said right now, 5 points ahead of Trump, but let's see what happens.
And that's 10 points in front of everybody else. So, you know.
The other interesting thing, too, is Florida and Missouri and
did I miss
Ohio are winner take alls.
Oh baby, yeah,
that's good. Do you know baby. Even in Illinois though, they said that Donald Trump is pulling in the union people.
Yes, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. I saw a water.
The jobs are going, you know, south Waters of the border.
Waters is on vacation, so Dagan McDowell took his place.
Mm-hmm.
This week on Back of the Book session on O'Reilly, and she was on a construction site down in Midtown Manhattan somewhere.
Okay.
And she noticed the people that were going for Trump and a couple of people that were going for Sanders and a couple of people that were going for, Cruz, Sanders and Clinton and Trump. Cruz's name never came up.
Interesting. I didn't think it would.
Rubio's name never came up, and she didn't lead the questions. She mm-hmm. just asked them, what's going on in your mind?
Right.
And there were a lot of Trump people, and there were some Hillary people, and there were some Sanders people. And other than that, the other names, Kasich, you know, Rubio and Cruz never even came up.
Yeah.
And that's among hard hat wearing union member, New York City. Hey, these guys, you know, mm-hmm. Never, yep. It just their names never came up, and yep. That's very telling. That's very telling.
Oh gosh, yeah, yeah.
So, and if you have to use the New York City Union construction guy as a bellwether for something, I'd say that by the time we have this conversation, you know, next weekend,
Maybe we could do it on Wednesday. Try and get something out right after Super Tuesday.
I want to keep trying the new software.
Yeah, because we're trying a new software, folks, and so far it hasn't worked out, but we'll keep trying it.
And I promise I will stay on Amory and I will stay on Barry. I want to get to either a guest or a caller scenario.
Mm-hmm. I would like that. So, folks, we do have a lot of plans. We're just trying to coordinate everything and trying to get the software to work.
And in the meantime, we're going to go to hour number two.
Yeah.
Even if it's only 15 minutes, or even if it's an hour, or even if it's two more hours. And even if we put it all up at the same time, or we put it up in split section, or we put it up in a week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, folks.
We're gonna keep talking. You know, we're just gonna keep bringing it to you from around the world, across the nation, and up your street. Those of us here at Political QRM wish you a wonderful day, especially if you're wearing a uniform. God bless the United States of America.
Samson, speak. Good boy.